Among the uses of artificial intelligence, from Siri to self-driving cars, perhaps none is more controversial than autonomous weapons featuring AI. In the past, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has spoken out about the use of artificial intelligence, calling it potentially a greater risk than North Korea. But now he's signed a letter, along with dozens of other tech experts, to convince the United Nations to ban the use of AI in weapons. For more, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Johanna Buya is a senior editor at Recode. Hi there, Johanna.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. So let's talk about what Elon Musk wrote in this letter. He wrote that lethal autonomous weapons threaten to become the third revolution in warfare. What is Musk specifically worried about?
Well, a lot of people believe that autonomous weapons may reduce the scale of warfare and the lives lost, but actually Musk, along with 116 other specialists from across the globe, believe that the introduction of autonomous lethal weapons will beckon, like you said, this third revolution of warfare, the first being gunpowder, the second being nuclear weapons, because it actually lowers the threshold for an offensive attack. While it might protect those who are defending, you know, a battlefield if they have these autonomous weapons that they can sort of send out into war, though, it also lowers the risk for people if they want to attack someone. So they believe that this will actually introduce, a weapon that could make it easier for people to be attacked.
Some might say we've already been seeing that with drone warfare, for example, because there's not even a pilot at risk in the drone. Now, what about the idea that things could scale up faster, the degree of an attack could get bigger because of the use of AI in weaponry, and not to mention hacking risks?
Right. And so I think, and that's something that they mention as well. So, I mean, for instance, the U.S. and Russia are working on remote control, but also autonomous robotic tanks. And the idea is you can sort of just send that tank into war. And so, of course, you know, the scale at which people, you know, if this falls into the hands of someone, a terrorist group or anything like that, the scale at which that they can attack people without any risk to them becomes, you know, much higher. But also hacking. I mean, we've seen that people can hack remotely a Jeep, for instance. That happened a few years ago. What's stopping anyone from hacking a tank passing by or a drone passing by? And also, you can hack technology and hack AI to do something that it wasn't created to do. And so those are all the risks that they're talking about in this letter.
Now, I mean, I guess we should step back for a moment and ask, how close, you know, are we to this degree of sophistication of AI in weaponry that Musk is worried about? Is he trying to get ahead of things? Or have we already seen this kind of technology at use in the battlefield?
Yeah, I mean, this type of technology is being developed, and there are plans to deploy them, you know, some by 2030. In South Korea, I believe that there is a gun that is partly can be used autonomously. I don't know if they use that autonomously as of yet, but it works. It's capable of doing that. The U.S., like I said, the U.S. and Russia are working on robotic autonomous tanks, you know, and you mentioned earlier, we have drones. So this technology, I mean, this is not decades away. This is being deployed or developed today.
And, you know, of course, it's interesting because Elon Musk at Tesla is using a form of AI, or at least, you know, a programmable vehicle for, you know, his own product. And I mean, that sort of brings to mind what's at issue here. I mean, even in the world of autonomous vehicles, there's this notion that the law hasn't kept up with technology as well, or regulation. So, you know, is he advocating for further regulation for autonomous vehicles, or is he just focused on weaponry?
Yeah, I mean, he's come under fire a great deal, which is why I think it's important to emphasize that this letter was signed by 116 other people as well, because, you know, people think that Elon Musk is sort of fear-mongering about the dangers of AI. And in reality, yes, it does appear that way for people who aren't working with AI, who don't see the potential of the technology. But it is a bit odd because the tech industry typically operates on the mantra that you should seek forgiveness, not permission. And he's asking the government to regulate something that hasn't been fully developed today. Learn about it today. Figure out what the limitations of it and the potential of it is today. So it is a bit odd. I doubt that Elon Musk would try to extend that level of regulation to his own cars, given that Tesla already has semi-autonomous cars on the road before many of the other companies even began testing it.
Yeah. Does it seem as if there's any possibility that the UN would, agree with what Musk and all these other folks are saying? Because, I mean, to create an international ban on a form of weaponry seems a tall order.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell. They did postpone the meeting that they were going to have to discuss the letter or discuss, you know, the use of lethal autonomous weapons. I do know that the UK had considered or has already banned the use of autonomous weapons. And so it is very difficult to tell. I mean, doing something at this level internationally, it's incredibly hard to tell. Hmm.
Well, Johanna Buya is senior editor at Recode. Johanna, thanks so much.
Thank you.